Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
And we are calling someone who I believe is my natural enemy.
Natural enemy?
Yeah.
Oh, or more... is it someone made of cow's milk?
I don't think he's my enemy, but they'll see me as their enemy.
Oh.
Hey, Lucas.
Lucas! Hello, Lucas. It's Tony and Ryan. How you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm just fine. I just came back from work.
Oh.
Now, I'm about to ask you what you do for a living, Lucas, and I've just said out loud that I might be your natural enemy. So please tell Tony what you do for a living.
Before I tell anything, I forgive you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
I am a hairdresser.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, well, Lucas, are you in Norway? Is that right? You're too far away for Ryan to get you. You're safe.
Yeah, I'm up north, way up north.
Yeah.
From Scandinavia, actually, just like your hairdresser, Ryan.
Yeah.
I was about to say, Lucas used to live in Melbourne. He moved away so that you wouldn't get
well,
him.
Well, the hairdresser was from
I
Europe.
I remember, yeah.
I think she got deported after that.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
You mean you saw to it?
Yeah, I saw to it. All right, well, Lucas, thank you for your apology. It means a lot from your community. But will you approve today's podcast?
It would be an honor.
Thank you, yes.
And we promise not to... shit on your towel.
Be nice.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mean something. I don't know. I panicked.
Hi, it's Lucas from Norway, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to today's episode. Let it be known, Tony shaking your head. Let it be known. That Tony just said, if I ever got sent to jail, I would be terrified 24/7, but I would slay the puss. Did you, true or false?
If this is what I'm going down for.
You said, I would dominate the ladies.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. That's unfounded. Anyway.
Coming up today, we're about to find out if Tony and I are best friends.
This is a huge day for me.
It is a huge day. It is a huge day. Mark it in your diary. I'm excited. I want you to get it right. This isn't like a stitch up.
Mm.
I want you to get it right.
Oh, that's what everyone always says.
Yeah, but put it this way. If you get it right, it's a great outcome. It means I know you and you know me. That's basically what the test comes down to.
If
you get it wrong, I'm just going to out myself as saying the most embarrassing thing of all time.
So are you promising that if we've said the same thing or like close enough, like same gist, you're going to say that I'm your best friend?
It's a best friend test.
But so
that's what it is. If you pass, you pass.
So,
yep, Dave Parsons. Fuck, never heard of him.
If I, you're gonna say Tony, you're my best friend. That's what you're gonna say.
Yep,
and in perpetuity, not just today, like forever.
So, what in perpetuity means? I thought it was giving a tip.
No, that's gratuity.
Sorry. My mistake. Okay.
Who's going to jail now?
Yeah.
In perpetuity.
All right, that's coming up later.
Fuck, I really hope that's what in perpetuity means. Someone please Google that just in case.
It means forever.
It means forever. Right, okay, yeah, okay. Good for me.
Okay, what I will say, and this isn't a back out, but it's like...
You're such a tosser.
No, but...
I don't want to be your best friend anyway.
No, imagine if you did some shit thing in 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Like pooed on your towel. Then obviously...
Then I'll go, I think you've been demoted.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if you're in jail slaying the puss for a few years and I haven't seen you for a while, but I'm sure when you get back out, we'll get back there.
Or like how come you're in jail? Maybe we're not friends because of that.
Yeah, the thing, whatever you did to get in the slammer, maybe I didn't like that.
Maybe I told you I was paying your taxes, but I was just taking the money and like going to Disneyland.
Too soon, mate. People have done that.
Before we get there though, before we get to the best friend test.
Please.
This actually might be a good best friend test as well.
Okay.
What is your nighttime routine? So for you, Ryan, for everyone listening, have a quick think about your nighttime routine.
Okay.
What do you do at night?
Okay, so Bridget will go to bed and then I'll take BJ out for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like Ryan's quiet time, like brain unfurling.
That's nice.
Bron gets to have a final whiz and a piddle and a sniff and a run before he goes and settles in for the night.
Yeah. What time is that normally?
9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, nice.
Then I'll come back home and go to, there's no like face, I feel like nighttime, because I've watched too much Instagram, nighttime routine feels like. Then I do the skincare and I wash this and I do that. And then I literally just go to bed.
Yeah.
Well, usually Mabel wakes up at like 11:30. So if I'm still up, I'll feed her. And then.
Oh, yep. Yeah. And do you have a shower at nighttime?
No.
Do you, what do you wear to bed?
Just like trackies or shorts.
So do you just wear like whatever you've gone for a walk in, you just like wear that to bed?
Kinda. Although if the walk was extensive, I'll have a shower.
Oh, and you're like, fuck, I'm a bit pongy. Probably take.
But yeah, kind of just, because usually at night I'll take off like the jeans and put some trackies or some comfy shorts on. So that's kind of my like going for a walk, going to bed, lounging around.
And then when you go to bed, you kind of just like take the shorts off, but like leave your t-shirt on kind of. It's just like a house t-shirt. It's like comfy.
A house shirt.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I wear a nightie to bed every night.
Yes.
And you actually know that because every time we've ever been away together, if we're like having dinner in our room or working late at night, I will literally always be wearing my nightie.
This is what happens. We go, oh, let's just get room service or Uber Eats to the hotel room. And Tony goes, and I go, do you just want to come into my room? And she goes,
And then he says, okay, I'll come into your room.
And so now I don't even ask because I'm like, oh, fine, we'll go to, because Tony's like, oh, I'm in my 90. I don't want to like leave the room because I'm in my 90 and people see me in my 90.
Yes, that is actually exactly what happened.
I go, fine, I'll come around to your room, which is actually good because it means all the leftover rubbish gets left in Tony's room and then the cleaners come in and they go, have you had six pizzas to yourself last night, sweetheart?
They go, God, you've eaten for five. And I went, there were two of us eating for five. But when I say nighty, I think people misunderstand and think that I'm wearing this like sexy, skimpy nighty.
No. Just think of any t-shirt and times it by 10.
Yeah. It's just like a huge oversized like cotton t-shirt and I wear that as a nightie.
I don't want to say this. I don't know if this is like a bad word.
Okay.
It's a muumuu.
Yeah. It's just like a big shift dress.
Yeah.
Like it's literally.
Just a massive long t-shirt.
It's like, it kind of goes down to my knees. Like it's literally a t-shirt dress and everybody's going to know what that looks like. But it's not like a sexy skimpy nightie. No, it's like it's a cotton t-shirt.
It's not lingerie.
No, not at all.
Well, it is tracky dacks in t-shirt form.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. It's the t-shirt that you wear, but long.
Yeah.
So I wear pajamas every night. And I am also someone that like, so my nighttime routine starts whenever I get home and I get changed out of my clothes and I put my pajamas on.
Yeah.
Like I'm in my, like I cook dinner in my nightie. I eat dinner in my nightie. And then like whatever. And then I'll have a shower before bed. I'll take my nightie off, have a shower, put my nightie back on.
Same one back on, not a fresh one.
Okay. So here's the thing. A doctor. Mm. Not me, a different doctor.
A one that went to a medical school?
One of a similar cloth though, obviously, because a couple of doctors chatting. A doctor has revealed, huh?
Good ilk chat.
Thanks. A doctor has revealed how often you should wash your pajamas.
That was my question. I was like, how, if you're wearing them from the moment you get home.
Well, but you're doing the same thing. You're wearing your house t-shirt. Yeah, but
that for one night though.
Oh, so
then tomorrow I'll have my new house shirt.
So Dr. Singh from Virginia has explained why you should never go longer than 3 sleeps in the same pajamas.
Oh, Tony Lodge.
I know a lot of you love holding onto your favorite PJs for weeks at a time, but I'm here to tell you that's pretty nasty. Basically, all the oils and stuff in your skin and whatever you're doing in your clothes, you should not wear the same pajamas for longer than 3 nights.
The thought, even regardless of this, the thought of having a shower and putting the same clothes back on again, for me feels like what was the point of the fucking shower?
Can I say something that I don't think is going to make sense? But you know when you put something on fresh from the washing machine or fresh from the dryer or whatever and it's not like soft yet?
Yeah, you need it's hard.
You kind of like work it in. And so when I get a nightie like
worn in,
I want to put the same one on
again.
You've
got a groove on.
Because it's got a groove, exactly.
Disgusting, but fair.
Yeah, thank you. And so a bunch of people have kind of like jumped on this and there's like always, you know, a fucking TikTok going around about this kind of thing. And so a job that I didn't know existed but fucking fully respect, laundry expert Laura Mountford, who wrote a book called Live, Laugh, Laundry.
She did not.
Respect the
hustle.
You
are taking the piss.
I'm actually
not. You are actually taking the piss.
You could Google that right now.
You are actually taking the
piss. Google it right now. Google Live, Laugh, Laundry. It's a real fucking thing.
I don't want to Google it because heaven forbid my algorithm. Live, Laugh.
Not just a one pager.
No, it's a book. It's a book.
And of course it's that color, and of course it's that font.
So Laura has said,
a calming guide to keeping your clothes clean and you happy.
I write it. You know what I mean? Anyway, so Laura
there's
said,
only one left in stock on Amazon. She's killing it.
Yeah, she's
224 pages. What's on the other 223?
Yeah, turn washing machine on. Like, yeah, how?
Put clothes in washer. Do regularly.
So this is apparently like a huge market. There's like these laundry people that like are laundry experts and they know all about everything laundry, laundry, laundry.
Just to let you know, frequently bought together.
Oh, what are people buying?
People
with that?
Will often buy Dr. Beckman's reusable color collector.
That is actually good because what it does, you put that in the washing machine with it, and it means that the dye goes onto that thing, not onto your other clothes.
Reusable color and dirt collector.
Yeah.
Up to 30 washes.
Yeah. So if you've got like a white t-shirt and a stripy white t-shirt, you pop that in there so the dye goes onto that, not the other shirt. Anyway, I've actually, call me Laura Mountford because I know all about laundry apparently. Laura says, pajamas should be washed every 2 or 3 wears. Washing them after every wear, unless they're actually stained, smelly, or sweaty, is unnecessary, a waste of money, water, and energy.
Hang on. There was a massive if there.
Mm.
Read that if again.
Unless they are actually stained, smelly, or sweaty.
What's your middle? Are they your middle names?
It's like literally my Christian name.
Yeah.
I'm always stained, smelly, and sweaty. Yeah.
All right, so Tony,
but no,
do we need a drum roll?
Hang on. No. Do you want to hear something that's worse? So this laundry expert has said this, right?
Self-proclaimed.
She's saying every 2 or 3 wears is actually fine, like all good.
Yeah.
All of the comments, I wear clean pajamas every night, no exceptions. Who the fuck wouldn't do that? Clean PJs every night or go to jail. I clean my sheets every week, but clean pajamas every night. Clean towels every 2 days, blah, blah, blah. Put me in the fucking laundry prison.
Some people sound like they need a life.
Babe, you got a job? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing, babe?
Yeah, so I know I said I change every night, but that's because I'm wearing it like through the afternoon.
Yeah, so you wear
I know
that
you're
shirt.
Also giving it a fair stretch there. But yeah. I feel like if you're exclusively wearing them for bed, you could easily get a couple of nights out.
Right.
Who's got 7 pairs of pajamas just rotating around for the weekly wash?
Are you a millionaire? Have you ever been into a fucking Peter Alexander? You know how much that shit costs?
It's fucked. We get a new pair every year at Christmas.
For Christmas.
One pair.
Well, so I'm reading this, right? And not only am I like sleeping.
Hang on. You're reading the article or the book?
Oh, yes. So I'm reading Dr. Laura Mountford's fucking book. No.
Not the chapter 4. Does it come in an audiobook?
I don't know. But I'm reading this article. I'm looking at these comments and I was like, well, that's not me.
No. Where are you at? That's what we're counting down.
I'm getting like over a week out of a nightie.
And you're wearing
100%.
It from the second you get home.
In summer, it's less time because I do sweat in the night.
But so like, that then it's down to like 6 days.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've gone?
Oh, fuck. The limit does not exist. If it starts getting rank, but like a food stain or something.
If it starts getting rank, it's already 6 weeks too long.
Yeah, that's true.
Like you've already lost.
But like if I spill something on me when I'm eating dinner or whatever, like that doesn't end the nightie for me. that's actually not too, because I'm just like, who cares?
Well.
Like I just never.
You should. The answer is who cares? You should.
But like, who's wearing clean pajamas every night?
Lots of people.
Well, I call bullshit. There's just no way. There's no way, and I actually won't stand for that.
Okay, I'll let them know that they're actually not allowed to, and I'll tell Laura Lindry, Live Laugh Laundry.
Yeah, her Christian name.
To fucking lift.
Yeah. Live and to laugh laundry.
And be more relatable and live in the real fucking world.
Well, no, she's actually more on my side.
And keep doing the good work that you're doing.
Hi, it's Lucas from Norway, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. You can check out our Patreon anytime you like. Thank you so much, Courts, Annie Proberts, Eric the Hoovian, Dahlia Doom, and Thomas Egan. Thank you very much for being part of the Patreon. Yeah, absolutely love to see it.
You'd love to see it. I've just started following Laura Cleanaholic on Instagram.
Is this our girl?
Laura Mountford, the author.
Because she's on my side, so we're fans of Loz, yep.
Now, my first question is, who the fuck's buying this? And then my realization is probably my wife, because since Mabel is like a cloth nappy baby, she's in all these groups about like how to clean efficiently and what temperature. And she just actually, because she, as a winemaker, was like in the science lab. She loves the science of it all and how it all works. So she actually loves it. However, how do you reckon it would go down? What's coming up soon? Mother's Day in a few weeks? If I buy her a book.
No fucking way.
I know he said don't buy self-help book.
No.
Her a copy of Live, Laugh, Laundry, how do you reckon that'll go? And do I want to find out?
My mum staunchly said that she cannot understand how people buy, like, for birthdays or Mother's Day or whatever, buy someone an iron or someone a vacuum. She was like, if someone ever bought me a vacuum for Mother's Day, I'd be like, oh, great, so I can do your vacuuming, I can do your ironing. Like, what does that mean?
Fuck you right off.
And I reckon, if you wanted to be a little bit better at the laundry, I bought you this book. And also, if you're going to buy anyone a how-to book, it should obviously be Laundry for Dummies.
Laundry for Dummies.
Yeah.
This will be the best moment for best friends, or it will be the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Again, win-win for me.
Win-win. It actually is a win-win.
Because either you look like a doofus or I get a best friend out of it.
Well, so Bridget said something to me and I responded and I thought it was sort of funny. Bridget did not think it was funny. And I went, Tony would have liked it. Tony would have appreciated it. Tony would probably have said the same thing. And this is where the test is I'm going to tell you what Bridget said and then you are going to respond how you would respond. And if you responded the same way as me, then I'll know that we actually are, our souls have connected and we are best friends.
That's a beautiful sentence to hear into my beautiful ears. Question.
Yeah.
What if I just laugh at what you said and I think it's funny? Doesn't that prove something more so?
We're obviously great friends.
Yeah.
But this is like.
I take that actually. Stop the podcast. That's enough.
But this will go from. I say this will go from good to best.
Okay. So how are we going to test this?
Let me give you the rules. Bridget told me something.
Yep.
I actually believe we will respond the same way.
Hot.
Now, my response has already happened. I'm going to repeat it.
So Bridget said, can we have a threesome with Tony? You said yes.
Yes.
And there you go. I'm going to say the same thing.
I'm going to count down. I'm going to say the line.
Yep.
Then I'm going to go, here's the line. 3, 2, 1,
blah.
Then we respond.
Okay. Also, you're going to say it at the same time as me.
I'm going to say what I said.
Does it have to be verbatim word for word or is there a bit of room for vibes?
It has to be close.
Okay.
It has to be the same idea
and
pretty much the same words, give or take a few, you know.
I'm literally, okay, quick check-in with Tony Lodge, the athlete. I am really stressing. Like, I've got fucking kunj sweat. I'm going to have to change this dress after this.
My nightie, change that nightie.
Yeah.
Remember, you are saying it from my perspective.
Fuck, okay.
Because
oh my
it was
God.
Said to me and I responded as me.
Okay, so, I really need to calm my nerves.
If you say something completely different, I'll be exposed as a fuckhead and I'll be really embarrassed.
And you said we were good friends already, so I feel like I'm already up today. Like I'm already doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah, today's an okay day.
Okay, can I just have a moment to just like breathe because I'm feeling so overwhelmed. Like I'm actually feeling a little bit
lightheaded. Well, here's the thing. Are you going to try and say what you think I said or are you going to lean into the process and just say what you think is the, like what comes naturally to you and then hope that our souls align?
I'm thinking the second one, the souls aligning.
Okay.
Because the fact that you said Tony would have laughed at that, actually she probably would have said the same thing, makes me think that I need to think of you as my audience rather than be you. Do you know what I mean?
All right, what's your percentage confidence?
I'm backing it in, 100%.
100%.
Probably closer to 75.
James, would you like to place a bet? Would you say the same or it's going to be different?
I'll go different.
Oh, okay. No faith.
Okay, so you don't care about us as your bosses?
Do you think it'll be the same or do you think it'll be different?
I think the same now hearing Tony's strategy going into it.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You're independently very good friends with Bridget, so we can't be thinking like Bridget in this. We have to just be thinking
ignore
like
Bridget. Take her out Tony. Of the equation.
I always do.
Yeah. Right, and you listening, place your bets.
Don't. I'm actually feel... Oh, my computer just turned off when you did that.
Sorry, everyone.
That can't be good.
Bridget told me something. I'm going to say the line. Then I'm going to say 3, 2, 1. And then we're going to say.
I actually, like, can't feel my fingertips. I'm so nervous.
It's more stressful than the Tony's Box call.
Let's insert a drone.
Oh, you got your vibrator on.
Put a drone in place.
I actually feel lightheaded. Like, are you ready? I don't feel good.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You need to say, Ryan, I'm ready.
Ryan, I'm ready. Been waiting for that for a while.
So Bridget looks at her pointer finger and says, oh, I seem to have lost my nail. I wonder where it is. 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's done it. We've done it. Best friends. Best friends. I said, have you looked in my asshole? Best friends for life, BFFs, live, laugh, laundry, long time, yes.
And fucking obviously James is fired.
Fucking see you later, James.
What, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh, God, that's it. Yeah, easily.
Oh, my God.
Now, can you see just for a moment? In the post-game analysis. Can you
We've got the whiteboard with there.
Can you now see that if you said, oh, did you check the bathroom, that I would have looked like a fucking real creep? How's it feel, bestie?
Best friend.
What a day. What a day.
So does that mean that next year on the 24th of April, 2025,
yeah,
we'll have some sort of celebration? Because it's now our best friend-iversary.
Oh, write it down.
Write it down. Make note.
April
24. April 24. Big day. I can't believe
that. And my follow-up question is, can anyone check if that's where the nail is?
I had a look yesterday and it was I wasn't looking for that, but.
Oh, are you exhausted after that?
I actually am. That is fucking, I really got worked up because I was really nervous. I really wanted to get it right.
See, I do know you.
Yeah, you do. And I know you.
Yep. BFFs.
Fuck, I'm going to call Dave Parsons and fucking really rub that in.
That's rough.
Yeah. Fuck. Whew. Oh, my God. Well, I don't think I could then just share another You Love to See It. That feels like my You Love to See It for the day.
No, go ahead.
I've got a You Love to See It here from Annie, who shared this to us in Patreon, sent us a message. My boyfriend and I are doing long distance. He's in Cairns and I'm in Brisbane and he's a teacher.
It's ages away, yeah.
So, like, obviously day-to-day working like full days. It's not like, oh, I do 3 on and 1 off and I get a week every fucking month to see you, whatever. Annie's boyfriend spent the 2-week school holidays with her and she sent this a couple of days ago, but she said, I dropped him off at the airport, the Savo, and I just like kept thinking about how much like long distance really sucks, but also that it's so good that we're really good at communicating and we've got a great relationship because we're like always planning when to see each other next. Yep. Like you don't take each other for granted as much. And like she just basically said like, oh, I'm just my love to see it is just being really grateful for my boyfriend, and he's so passionate about his job, and it's really hard, and I'll be crying for the next 5 to 10 business days.
Great.
But I just, you love to see that,
you do,
Annie.
You love to see that.
And we're sending you lots of love. We hope that you're okay. When I lived in Bunbury,
yeah,
like before I moved for that job, Torbs and I lived together,
yeah,
and then I moved away,
yeah,
but I saw him like on the weekends,
yeah.
I guess that is long distance, yeah, but not like when people go months without seeing each other, yeah, like it, and we were able to talk through the week and stuff because we, like,
yeah, yeah, of course,
you know, like it's not as if he was
Brisbane
different time
Kansas
zone or whatever.
Ages
away. Is it? Yeah. But yeah, so Annie was like, oh yeah, I'm really sad, but I'm just really proud of him. And you love
good
to see
you.
That.
You
I'm
love
so
that.
Glad
good
that you guys
me.
Have such a great relationship, but we're sending you lots of love.
Yeah. Tapa Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Said, I've struggled in the past advocating for myself, sticking up for myself.
Oh, relatable.
Yep. With Botheth. It's Mike Tyson who's written in with my Botheth.
Sarah.
With bosses and other people in power, especially men.
Yeah.
Today, my boss sent a group email to our team that myself is a part of and another woman is a part of, and said, like, g'day, gents. Or, hello, gentlemen. You know, here's what we're off to today.
What
blah, blah,
the
blah,
fuck?
Blah. And I decided, fuck it. I'm going to say something about it. And it paid off. Not only did the boss reply to the whole thread and said, I'm an idiot, apologies, you know.
And copped it and
copped
was like,
it.
Oh,
yep,
sorry,
yep, I'll wear
sorry,
that.
Everyone.
And then he also emailed me separately saying, you're awesome, you're doing a great job, sorry again. I hate that you feel excluded because you're such an important part of this team, and please, like, accept my apology and I'll make a big effort going forward and keep doing what you're doing because you're a very valued member of the team here.
That's so great. Oh, you... Fucking good on you for sticking up for yourself.
Yep.
But how awesome that boss went like, yeah, I actually fucked up. I'm so sorry.
I will cop that.
Yeah, and
yep,
publicly as well was
in
like,
the thread, yep,
yeah, was like, oh, hey, everyone, bit of a typo.
Yep.
Well, not a typo, but like bit of a fuck up from me,
yep,
you know. That's
so
awesome.
She said, best feeling ever. You'll love to fucking see it. So good on you, Sarah.
Good on you, Sarah.
Yep. Good on you.
This is the best time of my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the only thing that could make it better would be...
grilled.
Fucking.
We're a perfect match.
We really are.
We're soul sisters.
Yes.
Hey, soul sister. Ain't the Mr.
Isn't that band, Train?
Train.
Like, huge band. Has had so many bangers, but couldn't they just be in any pub on any Sunday and you just go.
Could be anyone.
Yeah.
Train are amongst us.
Yeah.
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 They are.
They are. All right.
Normal
well,
or nah,
I hope that everyone can recover from the best day ever of everyone's life.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow. Normal or nah. Fucking love ya. Have a great day.
Let us know if you find Bridget's nail.
Great response from you. Love you. Bye.